Take a deep breath. Hold it. Hold it. Don't let it go. Not yet. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, good. Alright. Now, if you haven't calmed down yet, we're going to go again. Breathe in. Hold. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good girl. If you're not completely calm, if you can still feel your heart racing, I want you to pause this and keep taking nice slow breaths until you're completely calm for me. Are you ready to go on? Good girl. Now I know, more likely than not, you're listening to this with your clothes still on. Get undressed. I don't care if you're out in public, or at someone else's house, or at work, find a stool or a bathroom, whatever, I don't care. But take your clothes off right now. You can pause this if you have to. Rip them off or take them off slowly, I don't care. Do it. Good, good. You know exactly what I want from you. I don't even have to say it. You're going to come for me. Not until I tell you to, of course. And that'll be much later on. But you will be coming. Over and over and over again. Until I tell you to stop. Touch yourself for me. Yes. Rub your wet little pussy for me. Rub your pussy for daddy. Unless you can spontaneously bring yourself to orgasm through your thoughts, which I highly doubt is the case. How else would you come without touching yourself? Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't it feel great to be pressing those hot fingers against your lips? On that pretty little cunt between your legs. Rub your clit for me. Shh, shh, not too loud, darling. They might hear you downstairs, or beside you, or across the hall. And we wouldn't want that, would we, slut? Oh, don't act so surprised. You knew what you were getting into before you started listening to this. I don't remember telling you to stop, whore. Good girl. Even a slut as stupid as you can follow directions. After all, you are just a hole to be used. A warm mouth to fuck. Your lips wrapped around my thick, throbbing cock. Tears staining your cheeks from having been choked too much. Cum shooting down your throat. That is what you're made for. And that's what you deserve. You could earn my cock in other places. All you have to do is be a good cock slave and follow the directions. Not today, of course, but until then, I'll be fucking that wet little mouth of yours. I'll wrap a fistful of your hair around my knuckles and shove your face over and over onto my cock. And then I'll hold you there, and I'll hold you there, and I'll hold you there until you can't take any more. And then I'll wait just a couple more seconds, and then I'll pull you off. I might not even give you my cum. In fact, I may not do so at all. Maybe I'll make you have to earn that as well, because I know it's exactly what you want. Yes, maybe I'll have you kneel instead. Bend over, keep your face pressed to the floor, wall, pillow, whatever. You'd think a dom, a daddy, would get pleasure out of spanking you, hearing your cries. It's somewhat mesmerizing, don't you think? Or, and I like this idea a little more, I have a feeling you might too, should I turn you over on your back, wrap my fingers around your throat while I grind against you? Does the roughness of my jeans feel good against your pussy? My cock slipping through your soaked lips? Or press your thighs together and fuck them? And don't want you to come. Do you want to come, slut? Don't you want to come while I slap your face with one hand and choke you with the other? Are you getting close? Are you about to come for daddy? Stop. Stop right now. I didn't tell you to come, did I? Not until I said you weren't coming until I told you to. Correct. And did I tell you to? No, I didn't. So, how would you feel about a dinner party? I lay you out naked across a dinner table like a feast, where you are the meal, in a sense, and all our friends come to touch you and fuck you. You know, a bit of exhibitionism makes it fun. I'll just sit back and relax and watch the show go on. Could you believe that your friends ever wanted to feel those hard little nipples so much? What a shame they never got to before. And then, afterwards, I'll take you home. Treat you nice for a little while. And then pound your tight little pussy hard and rough and fast against the bathroom counter until you beg me to stop. I'll lift your chin up so you have no choice but to stare at yourself in the mirror and watch yourself get fucked. How does that sound? What? You don't like that? Are your cheeks too red? How about I ask you to come, then? I beg you to come. Please, master, please, please come for me. Soak my face in your juices. Choke me. Are you gonna come again already? Naughty little girl, aren't you? Beg me. Beg me, then, if you want to come. Because unless you do, you won't get the chance. Beg. Say, please, daddy, may I come? Say it. Beg me. Louder. Louder. If you come, of course, you're mine. And you will always and forever be mine. You will belong to me. Is that what you want? If it is, say, yes, daddy. Come, then. Come for me, and only me, you perfect little slut. For real this time. No joking around, no chastising involved. I said, fucking come for me. Good girl, come on. Come on, come for daddy. You've been so good. That's what I thought. So sensitive, so easy. You really are a good girl for me.